Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just Antoine here. We are excited, elated to be here with you with this Daily Living with Proverbs. We're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 14. And we're asking God to give us wisdom and knowledge, understanding of his word, and allow us to see the principles so that we can apply it to our everyday living. The wise woman builds her house on a foundation of godly precepts, and her household thrives. But the foolish one who lacks spiritual insight tears it down with her own hands by ignoring godly principles. Verse 2, he who walks in uprightness reverently fears the Lord and obeys and worships him with profound respect. We really have to spend time with God and allow him to really minister to us and give us that which we need to move forward and give us the inspiration that we need. So it's just a privilege. It's an honor to be able to, you know, go into his word and read his word and listen to his word and commune with him. And he give you an understanding of his word. Verse 3 says, in the mouth of the arrogant fool who rejects God is a rod for his back. But the lips of the wise, when they speak with godly wisdom, will protect them. So we are protected by speaking the wisdom of God. He looks after us. He consoles us. He watches over us. Verse 4 says, where there are no oxen, the manger is clean. But much revenue because of good crops comes by the strength of the ox. A faithful and trustworthy witness will not lie, but a false witness will speak lies. Verse 6, a scoffer seeks wisdom and finds none, for his ears are closed to wisdom, but knowledge is easy for one who understands, because he is willing to learn. And so when you open yourself up to learn and to hear what God is saying, then it just makes life that much better, right? And it allows wisdom just to flow into your life, principles to flow into your life, and you're willing to accept those. Verse 7 says, leave the presence of the short-sighted fool, for you will not find knowledge or hear godly wisdom from his lips. So if they only can see what they can see, you probably don't want to take advice for them. Okay. You want to find those that can see not only with their natural eyes, but with their spiritual eyes, that can see into the future, that can see promise and something that's bigger than them. Verse 8, the wisdom of the sensible is to understand his way, but the foolishness of short-sighted fools is deceit. See, and that's one of the things that I'm working on myself, to understand who I am and why I operate the way I operate, why I think the way I think, why I behave the way I behave. And some of it is alarming, right? and it's very challenging, but we intend to grow. We intend to mature. We intend to just be better and prosper. So that's what we are. You know, we want to prosper. We want to go to that next level, and we're open to that. So we don't have that much time, very little time for those that are short-sighted, those that are not looking to go to the next level. We got very little time for them. Verse 9, fools mock sin, but sin mocks fools. But among the upright, there is goodwill and the favor and blessings of God. And so we have to learn to cleave to that which is right, right? Get around the right people doing right things, right? And stay away from those that are doing deceitful things and lying and stealing and conniving. Verse 10 says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy. Verse 11, the house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will thrive. Don't you want to thrive? I don't know about you, but I want to thrive. And so I want to live upright and live a life that is pleasing to God, a life that's full of principles and integrity. And that's what I strive for every day, is just to live a better life and become more valuable today than I was yesterday. So I want to continue to add value to my life. And so I'm going to be a very valuable man by the end of my life. When it's time to transition, I'm going to be super valuable. So I'm valuable now, and I'm steadily on the rise. I'm on the increase. Verse 12 says, there is a way which seems right to man and appears straight before him, but the end is the way of death. And so when we lean on our own understanding, when we lean to, we think we know it all, that's when we find destruction coming, knocking at our door. But when we're wise enough to understand that we are but men and we are chosen, but there's a lot to learn, right? There's a lot to understand. There's a lot of principles that we can learn and apply to our lives to make our lives better. Then we open ourselves up to get greater. Even verse 13, even in laughter, the heart may be in pain, and the end of joy may be grief. Verse 14, the backslider in heart will have his fill with his own rotten ways, but a good man will be satisfied with his ways, the godly thought and action which his heart pursues and in which he delights. And so we'll find ourselves in a great place when we do and we go after the right way of doing things. Verse 15 says, the naive or the inexperienced person is easily misled, believes every word he hears, but the prudent man is discreet and astute and considers well where he is going. And so you don't just want to follow anybody or believe anything that you hear. You want to be a student. You want to be, you want to know what you know, right? And you want to know where you're going. And so if people don't add value to you to help you get where you're going, then you need to have them in a certain category and not as advisors. Verse 16, a wise man suspects danger and cautiously avoids evil, but the foolish is arrogant and careless. Verse 17, a quick-tempered man acts foolishness and without self-control. And a man of wicked schemes is hated. The naive and are unsophisticated and easy to exploit and inherit foolishness. But the sensibles are thoughtful and farsighted and are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow down before the good, and the wicked will bow down at the gates.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Of the righteous. Verse 20. The poor man is hated even by his neighbor, but those who love the rich are many. Verse 21. He who despises his neighbor sins against God and his fellow man. But happy, blessed, and favored by God is he who is gracious and merciful to the poor. You know, one of the things that I say to myself on a daily basis is that I'm very considerate, right? And I'm very discerning of who people are and what they're doing and what they're about. And I'm very generous. And so those things when you're operating in love and wanting love to be the motivation of everything you do, it changes the way you live. It changes the way you walk. It changes the way you talk. It changes how you handle obstacles, right? And handle people most of all. It changes things. And so I encourage you to do the same, is to walk in love, and because you are love. Right. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, verse 17, and without self-control. And a man of wicked schemes is hated. The naive are unsophisticated and easy to exploit and inherit foolishness. But the sensible are thoughtful and farsighted and are crowned with knowledge. Don't you want to be thoughtful and farsighted, looking beyond what you can see with your naked eyes and being able to see what's coming ahead? That's a blessing of being sensible. Verse 19, the evil will bow down before the good, and the wicked will bow down at the gates of the righteous. I guess I read that already. The poor man is hated by his neighbor, but those who love the rich are many. Okay, I'm repeating some of this. Okay, I'll go ahead and finish. 21, he who despises his neighbor sins against God and his fellow man. But happy, blessed, and favored by God is he who is gracious and merciful to the poor. Verse 22, do they not go astray and devise evil and wander from the way of righteousness? But kindness and truth will be to those who devise good. Verse 23, in all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. All right, so you got to be about it. When you work, it's going to pay off. Verse 24, the crown of the wise is their wealth or of wisdom. But the foolishness of closed-minded fools is nothing but folly. Verse 25, a truthful witness saves lives, but he who speaks lies is treacherous. Verse 26, in the reverent fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will always have a place of refuge. Verse 27, the reverent fear the Lord, the reverent fear of the Lord that leads to obedience and worship is a fountain of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death. Verse 28, in a multitude of people is a king's glory, but in a lack of people is a pretentious prince ruins. And so I'm thinking about, you know, God wants us to build community. In this verse, he's talking about community. A multitude of people is a king's glory. And when God puts, when you walk uprightly, God will put people in your path that will be a blessing unto you, and that you can be a blessing unto. Verse 29, he who is slow to anger has great understanding and profits from his self-control. But he who is quick-tempered exposes and exalts his foolishness for all to see. Verse 30, a calm and peaceful and tranquil heart is life and health to the body, but passion and envy is like rottenness to the bones. And so we want to be peaceful. We don't want to be easily angered, right? We want to have self-control in everything that we do and in all our dealings with man. And so sometimes we fall short, right? I'm guilty as well, but that don't mean you have to stop. That don't mean you have to give up, you know, and some people take it as pride when you get upset, or you can give a person a piece of your mind or really talk bad to another individual, which really shows where you are and shows that you lack self-control and that you lack wisdom or understanding, however you want to look at it. but you need some growing. You got to grow. All right. So he who oppresses the poor taunts and insults his maker. But he who is kind and merciful and gracious to the needy honors him. So we honor God by being kind, gracious, and merciful to the needy. Verse 32, the wicked is overthrown through his wrongdoing, but the righteous has hope and confidence and a refuge with God, even in death. Verse 33, wisdom rests silently in the heart of one who has understanding. But what is in the heart of short-sighted fools is made known. So you don't have to beat your chest and say, I'm wise, because, you know, that's not wisdom right there. But the wise, he speaks when he or she needs to speak, and to allow benefits to come from what they say. Wisdom, verse 34, righteousness, moral and spiritual integrity, and virtuous character exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Reminded me of my former pastor just passed away a couple of days ago, and I pray for his family and those of his church. You know, it's tough when you lose a great leader and a great man of God and a family member and a leader, you know. So we're sending condolences to the Armstrong family and those that are connected to his church and that love him and know him. All right, and our last verse, Verse 35, the king's favor and goodwill are toward a servant who acts wisely and discreetly, but his anger and wrath toward him who acts shamefully. And so we ask that the Lord will really add a blessing to us as we read his word, as we seek to understand wisdom and knowledge and really know what God is saying to us in at this time in our life, in this season in our life. We got to be open to his word so that we can grow and we can go to that next level, because he desires for us to have the best out of life. And so he's going to see fit that he's going to see that we get that and get exposure to that if we will just open our eyes, if we would just open our ears, if we would just open our hearts to understand wisdom. I'm just Antoine with Daily Living with Proverbs, and we'll see you guys at the top. Bye for now. Be blessed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.